Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and it's TV and Film Wednesday. This week's guest is Adam Brown. Adam is a man who loves to cook. Adam is a man who recently took up golf and once auditioned for Heartbeat, age 16. Yeah, you heard me. It's TV and Film Wednesday, Adam. This is your perfect home after that new nugget of information about you.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is something which I don't really publicise very often. And I remember it like it was yesterday.
Let's get to your quiz. Question number one. Which UK TV channel has the slogan, more than TV? Maybe I'll say it in a more adverty way. More than TV.
I feel like it's something that's quite sensationalised, that. Do you know what I mean? It's like a dramatic. I can see it now almost. It feels very ITV, that, to me. Do you know what I mean? I remember for a while, put it this way, ITV called Coronation Street Devastation Street. So that tells me everything about how dramatic they can be.
Does that give us the answer?
I'm going ITV.
Then you're absolutely correct. It is ITV.
Question number that, Devastation Street?
No, I've never heard that. I can't believe that. Question number two. Which member of the Simpsons household is voiced by Yardley Smith?
Struggling between two here. I'm going between Lisa and Marge. My initial thought is that it was Lisa. Because I know Bart is obviously, infamously, is voiced by a female.
Yeah,
a woman, yeah. But no, I'm going for Lisa.
Good, stick with your gut. The correct answer is Lisa Simpson. It's the only voice that Yardley does. Most of the other cast do, like, loads of people. She just does Lisa. All right, question number three. Which 1999 UK film told the romance of Anna Scott and Will Thacker?
I don't know, like something like a... No, Four Weddings and a Funeral was like... Yeah, Your Love Actually was 2003.
And they're about quite a few people, aren't they?
Yeah, of course. I'm trying to think. Sliding Doors? That's a guess. Sliding Doors.
Nice guess. The correct answer, you're not going to believe it, it's Notting Hill.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Correct reaction. Oh, my God. Okay, question number four. Who was the villain voiced by John Lithgow in the film Shrek?
He was like, do you know what? I really can't think of what the bad guy in Shrek was called.
Okay, well...
Really struggling. I'm just going to say Lord something.
I'm going to tell you that you're right with Lord.
I can't remember his surname.
Okay, then. All right, I can't give you a point for Lord. We're looking for Lord Farquhar. It was the most ridiculous name ever made. I used to think it was hysterical when I was a kid. Okay, question number five. In what year is the first Blade Runner film set?
All right, okay. I remember they did the new Blade Runner was 2049 because that came out a couple of years ago. Was it Ryan Gosling, I think, was in that?
Yeah, that was the big one.
I'm sure recently there's a thing where it was like, oh, has he not caught up with it? In real life now, we would be where... Yeah, I'm sure it was a couple of years ago. I remember seeing this and it was like, oh, actually, we've now reached the real year that Blade Runner was set in.
That is scary.
Yeah, which is crazy because I was like, well, it's not really panned out the way that Ridley Scott thought it was going to. No. And I feel like it wasn't... I don't think it was last year.
Right, so what year do you want to get?
No, do you know what? Because 2049, 2019.
Absolutely correct. How did you get there in the end?
Because 2049... it was 30 years later.
Ah, nice work, Adam Brown.
Yeah.
Correct answer, 2019. Question number six. Which French designer co-hosted Channel 4's late-night show Eurotrash?
See, I remember it, but I feel like it might have been something which was slightly, maybe a little bit too young to stay up and watch.
Yeah.
Like her mum would have been like, you're not watching that. Yeah. I don't know why. So it was always like a bit of a, they had a bit of mystique about it that was like, I want to watch it, I want to watch it.
Well, I've got the word raunchy here, and the reason I didn't say it is because I was like, it was more than raunchy. Sometimes it was just pure filth.
Yeah, well, maybe my mum was right to make me avert my eyes from that.
Do you remember the famous designer that was hosting it? It was like the guy in the suit, the French guy in the suit, and then this guy.
No, I really don't. Do you know what? I'll probably kick myself if no, I'm going to have to pass on that, Makita.
No problem. The correct answer, and you'll know his name, is Jean-Paul Gaultier.
He hosted Eurotrash.
Yeah, it was really quite the booking.
What, absolutely wild.
Question number 7. Bottle Rocket, starring Owen Wilson, was the 1996 debut film of which American director?
Right. So I actually studied film at uni.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is one of the directors that I actually... I wrote an essay about him once. And it really sticks in my mind. And I hadn't seen this film until I'd wrote the essay. And we had to do a little bit of research around it. So it's nice that it's fallen for me. Wes Anderson.
Correct answer, Wes Anderson. Really working for you well that all these things that have happened in your life are coming up in your quiz questions, you know?
I know, it's crazy.
What that's about. Love it. Question number 8. In what US state, Adam Brown, is the TV series Breaking Bad set?
Well, do you remember there's the RV where they do like...
Yes.
All the and it was always out in the desert, wasn't it?
Well, quite.
Like they go into the middle of the desert and do it. So I feel like it was... This is just something in the back of my mind is making me say New Mexico.
Correct answer is New Mexico, Adam.
Yeah, thought it was.
Brilliant. Just beautiful. Question number 9. Which 80s action film had the tagline, "Soon the hunt will begin"? Oh my God.
I think 80s action movies, straight away I'm going to like Arnie and Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah,
and
I think it's kind of take it a little less action-y, I would say.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether...
It's not Arnie then.
I don't know whether I would call this film an action film, but I suppose it is, but it's not like...
Is it... that's Silence of the Lambs, is it?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I'm going for that.
It's incorrect. The correct answer is Predator.
Oh, of course it is.
All right, question number 10. For 1 point, can you name a film that Peter Jackson has directed other than the very successful Tolkien adaptations? So this is for 1 point.
I don't know if this is... I wanted to say there was a film that in my mind he directed, but I don't think he did. It was called Where the Wild Things Are. That's not my answer, by
the
way.
Oh, my God, that was such a good adaptation.
I don't know if he was involved. I could be wrong, but I feel like he was involved in that in some way. But it is weird that, obviously, you know, he's such an iconic director.
Yeah.
That actually, but we've not, I don't really know much more of other ones. Oh, no, I know one that he did. I know, because do you know how I know this? Is because Andy Serkis, the actor who did Gollum.
Yes.
He's a very famous motion capture actor, so he's like the go-to guy if anyone wants it. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm sure he was also the actor who did the motion capture for King Kong.
Correct. 2005, he made King Kong. He also made Heavenly Creatures. I didn't know that. The Lovely Bones.
Oh, lovely. That's what I was thinking of. Lovely Bones. That's what I got mixed up with Whale Wild Things.
And then some sort of earlier work that I haven't heard of. Bad Taste. Yeah. Meet the Feebles. Brain Dead. And then in 2018, he made They Shall Not Grow Old. Okay. Question number 11. For 2 points, name two films other than the Godfather series that have earned Al Pacino an Oscar nomination.
Must have been nominated a fair few times.
God, he's done some great films.
The first one that does stick out of my mind was Serpico.
Absolutely, Serpico is on my list. Can you name another?
Oh God, it's tough. Because he's been in so many films, but you kind of forget.
Yeah, and also it's hard to know which ones he got nominated for an Oscar for.
I'm going to say, I don't think he did, but the one from Netflix a few years ago, Irishman.
It's correct!
Did he get nominated for what was it for? Did he get a nomination?
Yes, he blooming well did. But yes, previously he also was nominated for Dog Day Afternoon and Justice for All, Dick Tracy, Glengarry Glen Ross, and Scent of a Woman, which I've still never seen. And he won for Scent of a Woman. He won Best Actor. Okay, final question on your TV and film Wednesday. For 3 points, can you name three TV series that fictional character Alan Partridge has presented?
Oh, I mean, I'm a big Partridge fan, so I'm I think anyone who works in radio by default has to be a Partridge fan.
Yeah, big time.
This Time?
Yes, we have This Time with Alan Partridge, 2019.
Let me think what else he did. Knowing Me, Knowing You.
Oh, the classic. 1994. Yeah. Oh my God, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? And can you give me one more for your third point?
Alan Partridge, Scissor Dial.
It's on my list, Scissor Dial. You could have also had Welcome to the Places of My Life, TFI Friday, Election Night Armistice, The Day Today and Mid-Morning Matters with Alan Partridge. Thank you very much, Adam Brown. Your score after that round on your TV and Film Wednesday is 10 points. We'll talk you through your points after this break.
Tom Fordyce, I never would have met you if it hadn't been for We Didn't Start the Fire.
Katie Puckley, I thought I didn't want to learn anymore. I was wrong.
And you know why we're learning so much?
Oh man, that's a tough one.
This is a really interesting story.
In 1949, 1950, the communist troops came to my province.
Because this is the best history podcast you've ever listened to in your entire life.
What?
They shot him live in front of the whole village.
My mouth is just hanging open. I can't believe this.
And yes, it's sort of based on Billy Joel's song, but it's a history podcast. It tells us all the reasons why the world today is as it is, but it's more.
I killed a cactus recently.
My connection to Marilyn.
Walter Winchell.
Don't you love Brando? If there was a movie, it was just Brando's face. I'd put it on in the background all day. I'd be perfectly happy.
Search for We Didn't Start the Fire.
We'll wait for you.
Yeah, 10 is not too shabby.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm quite happy with that. Is that, would you say that's kind of average or is it?
Well, you now have 31 for the week, so you're definitely doing better than average. I think you should
I'm
be very proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Adam, you've got a brand new podcast, 21st Century Football. Tell me everything about it because I like football.
Yeah, do you know what? It's such a really amazing project to have been involved in. Football is just one of my passions in life and it's great because 21st Century is just such a great era. There's a lot of that nostalgia for football and particularly the 90s and stuff. So we've gone, listen, we're not going to mention the 90s. That's like, you know, there's like a 90s swear jar in this podcast. So we can't really dwell on the 90s. So it's basically the last 20 years of football. And each episode, we're going to look at a different iconic player. So we're talking Ronaldinho. We're talking Zinedine Zidane. People like Carlos Tevez and Wayne Rooney, you know, all those kind of iconic players, Cristiano Ronaldo, that have really kind of made an impact in the last 20 years. And we're not going to do it necessarily from the perspective of like, oh, let's look at how many goals they scored. It's just kind of delving a little bit more into the characters of these people, why we consider them to be so kind of prestigious and legendary figures in football. It's a bit of a laugh as well. It's myself, a guy called Statman Dave, and a great guy called Will Brazier as well, and also YouTuber Stephen Tries is involved. So it's a bit of a laugh. It's a lot of mates getting together and just having a bit of a chit-chat about football. You know, it's a little bit different. It's going to be a good laugh. If you love football in the last 20 years or so, this is definitely one you want to check out. It's been a real good laugh to be involved, and I'm sure people will enjoy it.
I want to know about this Heartbeat audition. So you go at 16, you know, your dreams in your heart, ready to do this, and you didn't get it.
No, it was weird. So it was in... It was in IT, Granada, it was in Yorkshire at the time. And my gran, bless her, me and her, we got the train from Manchester to Leeds.
Aww.
Went up to Yorkshire TV and, oh God, it was... So they go in and, I mean, the part was for a clumsy milkman, which, I mean, I didn't even get it. Do you know what I mean? I went in and I had to read a few lines from the script, met the director and that, and apparently I got down to the final two. But I don't know if that's just something they tell people.
I don't know. I think you should believe that you got down to the final two of The Clumsy Milkman.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not really a badge of honour, is it? Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I didn't quite get it. I mean, it didn't deter me. I did a couple of other auditions after that, but I think then it kind of pushed me into more of the presenting kind of route, and then, you know, radio kind of took over.
Well, thank God for the Bad Heartbeat audition, otherwise you wouldn't be the loved broadcaster you are today.
Do you know what, if I'd have got that, you never know, I could have been in Emmerdale now.
Let's never forget. Adam Brown, thank you very much. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow, but here's a connector question for you at home, your third one of the week. There's a connection between all the answers, which I'll reveal on Friday's episode. So your clue today is the Cluedo character represented by the colour purple. The Cluedo character represented by the colour purple. Tomorrow's the quiz of your life. We'll see you then.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.